Test 4. Listening comprehension. In this section of the test, you will have the chance to show how well you understand spoken English. There are four parts to this section, with special directions for each part. Part 1. Directions. For each question, you will see a picture in your test book and you will hear four short statements. The statements will be spoken just one time. They will not be printed in your test book, so you must listen carefully to understand what the speaker says. When you hear the four statements, look at the picture in your test book and choose the statement that best describes what you see in the picture. Then, on your answer sheet, find the number of the question and mark your answer. Look at the sample below. Now listen to the four statements.
A. They're looking out the window. B. They're having a meeting. C. They're eating in a restaurant. D. They're moving the furniture.
Statement B, they're having a meeting, best describes what you see in the picture. Therefore, you should choose answer B. Now let us begin part 1 with question number 1. Number 1. Look at the picture mark number 1 in your test book.
A. People are walking into the water. B. The people are running in the sand. C. People are sitting in the sand. D. The beach is crowded with people.
Number 2. Look at the picture mark number 2 in your test book.
A. The boys are looking at a bicycle. B. Two boys are riding on a bicycle. C. The boys are going over to the bicycle. D. Two of the boys have lost their bicycles.
Number 3. Look at the picture mark number 3 in your test book.
A. The building is near the park. B. The car has rolled into the street. C. The driver is running into the building. D. The car is parked alongside the building.
Number 4. Look at the picture mark number 4 in your test book.
A. There's a lot of traffic on the road. B. The bridge has been closed to traffic. C. The cars are parked by the road. D. The driver is turning left.
Number 5. Look at the picture mark number 5 in your test book.
A. The woman is reading a book. B. The woman is looking into a brook. C. The woman has put the book on the chair. D. The woman has set the glasses on the book.
Number 6. Look at the picture mark number 6 in your test book.
A. The horse has gone up the hill. B. The man in the house is ill. C. The house is high on the hill. D. The houses are on the right.
Number 7. Look at the picture mark number 7 in your test book.
A. Some trees are lying across the road. B. Trees line the road on both sides. C. The trees were removed from along the road. D. Trees have been left in the road.
Number 8. Look at the picture mark number 8 in your test book.
A. The man is watching the flies. B. The man has opened the door for his friends. C. The file drawer has fallen open. D. The man is looking in the file drawer.
Number 9. Look at the picture mark number 9 in your test book.
A. The doors open onto a hallway. B. A stairway goes up the side of the building. C. Steps go up to the building. D. Stairs are on the other side of the building.
Number 10. Look at the picture. picture mark number 10 in your test book?
A. The women are holding their books. B. Our company's books are in order. C. She looks to be about to leave the room. D. The woman is taking a book from the shelf.
Number 11. Look at the picture mark number 11 in your test book.
A. A couple of chairs are beside the table. B. Chairs are all around the table. C. There are two tables with chairs. D. The tables are all without chairs.
Number 12. Look at the picture mark number 12 in your test book.
A. The boy is standing in the basket. B. The man has cut himself with a knife. C. The young man is reaching across the counter. D. The man is counting the places.
Number 13. Look at the picture mark number 13 in your test book.
A. A woman has been put on the board. B. The woman is addressing the full board. C. The woman looks very bored. D. The woman is writing on the board.
Number 14. Look at the picture mark number 14 in your test book.
A. The men are waiting for fish to bite. B. The men are fishing off a pier. C. Fish are being brought to market. D. Fish are sold at the outdoor market.
Number 15. Look at the picture mark number 15 in your test book.
A. A crowd is behind the barricade. B. The crowd is moving toward the exit. C. The people are crossing at the light. D. Police have asked people to stand aside.
Number 16. Look at the picture mark number 16 in your test book.
A. The man is looking at the trees. B. The man is clipping the hedge. C. The gardener is planting some bushes. D. The gardener is getting down from the tree.
Number 17. Look at the picture mark number 17 in your test book.
A. The man has been left off in the street. B. The man is waiting to cross the street. C. The man is looking away. D. The man has a box in his car.
Number 18. Look at the picture mark number 18 in your test book.
A. People are walking among the stands. B. The men are selling their boat. C. The man is showing his goods on the sidewalk. D. People are sitting near the scale.
Number 19. Look at the picture mark number 19 in your test book.
A. The walkers are resting in the valley. B. Some climbers are standing on the ledge. C. Hikers are going up the trail. D. The mountain is a difficult climb.
Number 20. Look at the picture mark number 20 in your test book.
A. The woman is leaving to hang her laundry. B. The woman is waiting for the lawn to dry. C. The woman is holding up the cloth. D. The woman is watching the sunrise.
Part 2. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear a question spoken in English, followed by three responses also spoken in English. The question and the responses will be spoken just one time. They will not be printed in your test book, so you must listen carefully to understand what the speakers say. You are to choose the best response to each question. Now listen to a sample question. We will hear,
"Good morning, John. How are you?"
We will also hear,
"A. I am fine, thank you.
John. The best response to the question, "How are you?" is choice A. I am fine, thank you. Therefore, you should choose answer A. Now let us begin part 2 with question number 21. Number 21.
What's the name of the company you're working for now?
A. Yes, that's his name. B. No, it hasn't been found. C. It's called Veltron.
Number 22.
How long will it take to get to the office?
A. They took a plane to New York. B. We'll be leaving soon. C. Only a few minutes.
Number 23.
Did you see the sunset this evening?
A. No, our television doesn't work.
B.
He's not home from school yet.
C.
No, I was in a meeting until late.
Number 24. How do you like the new computer system?
A. I like it. It's very fast.
B.
Yes, I like my evening wear.
C.
If possible, I'd like to leave early today.
Number 25.
Where is the nearest taxi stand?
A. I'll meet you there. B. It's on the 10th floor. C. 2 blocks away, straight ahead. Number 26.
What company will handle insurance on the project?
A. It won't be a costly experience. B. Yes, I'm very sure. C. We work with a Canadian company. Number 27.
Can I catch the bus here to go to the mall?
A. Stand over there and I'll throw it to you.
B.
Yes, one comes by every 20 minutes.
C.
It would be better if you dressed more warmly.
Number 28. Now, does anyone have a question he or she would like to ask?
A. He did it.
B.
Yes, I have one.
C. I'm the one.
Number 29. Hello, is this Dave?
A. Yes, he just got home from work.
B.
No, this is Mike. Dave's busy right now.
C.
No, we're closed, but we open at 9.
Number 30.
Did John get his promotion?
A. Yes, and he's very happy about it.
B.
I'd like to be involved with it.
C.
Yes, I met her yesterday.
Number 31.
Are there lifeguards at Seal Beach?
A. It was very crowded the last time I was there.
B.
I saw it when I was there the other day.
C.
Yes, but only on certain days, and only in the summer.
Number 32.
How did he do as a manager?
A. Not well. He's too disorganized for management. B. He told them not to come. C. He lost his wallet on the train. Number 33.
Are you planning to look for a job?
A. Eventually, I suppose, but I'm in no hurry.
B.
Yes, he told me about it.
C.
Thank you. I'm glad you like it.
Number 34.
Will your presentation outline the entire project?
A. I can stay for only half an hour.
B.
No, we haven't yet finished all of the planning.
C.
I appreciate the confidence you put in me.
Number 35.
What's the voltage of the new equipment?
A. Yes, we ordered it more than a week ago.
B.
I don't know how we got it.
C.
I think it's 110, but we'd better check. Number 36.
How far is it to Broad Street?
A. We've been working on it. B. It's about 2 kilometers. C. I don't know where we live.
Number 37. Is this a move up for you?
A. He'll have to move soon. B. It certainly is. C. I think it's too far.
Number 38.
Where is your nearest storage facility?
A. Only a short distance from the plant. B. We can store a lot there. C. Up to 400 tons of material.
Number 39. Do you need anything from the store?
A. Yes, I think I can get it open. B. We're almost out of coffee. We might get some. C. I thought I'd lost it, but I didn't.
Number 40.
We're having a dinner party next week. Would you and your wife like to come?
A. Yes, we'd like that very much. B. Oh, we've already eaten, thank you. C. It's on my calendar for next Saturday.
Number 41. Have you seen Barbara this morning?
A. She's just walking in now. B. No, I had my hair done last week. C. No, but I'll be there soon.
Number 42. Will you be making a deposit today?
A. No, I really should finish this first. B. Yes, but I'm waiting for him to get here. C. No, but I'd like to cash a check.
Number 43.
Did you hear a loud noise?
A. No, it's up front. B. Yes, I heard he was going. C. Yes, what do you think it was?
Number 44. Do you mind if I leave early today?
A. The days always get shorter in winter. B. I'm not sure we can expect them on time. C. It's all right as long as you've finished your work.
Number 45. Have we placed that order for paper?
A. I don't think it's very clean. B. Yes, I sent it out yesterday. C. Yes, I read about it.
Number 46. What's the first item on the agenda?
A. Only a few people are expected to show up. B. How we should deal with the tax audit that's coming up. C. No, it's on the second floor.
Number 47.
Are you still wondering about what to do next?
A. No, I think I know what we have to do. B. I don't think it's so wonderful. C. Yes, I wonder about him sometimes too. Number 48. Will market access be a problem?
A. Yes, the firm's in serious trouble. B. No, I'm not interested in marketing. C. Not really. We feel we have a ready-made market.
Number 49.
May I tell Mr. Johnson who is calling?
A. Yes, it's Davis Securities regarding his account. B. I'd like to talk to him, if he's in. C. Of course. Come right in.
Number 50. What's the best way to get downtown?
A. In about 5 minutes. B. Take the number 76 bus. C. I really hope so.
Unit 3. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear 30 short conversations between two people. The conversations will not be printed in your test book. You will hear the conversations only once, so you must listen carefully to understand what the speakers say. In your test book, you will read a question about each conversation. The question will be followed by 4 answers. You are to choose the best answer to each question and mark it on your answer sheet. Now let us begin part 3 with question number 51. Number 51. How would you like your coffee, Mom?
With cream, please. No sugar.
I'll be right back.
Number 52. I wish Dave could have come with us.
I do too. He'd have enjoyed this movie.
Too bad he came down with such a bad cold.
Number 53.
This truck looks like what I need, but I'm worried about maintenance. For us, it'll have to operate for long periods of time in very cold temperatures.
We have several models that are specially adapted for extreme conditions. Would you like to see them?
Yes, please.
Number 54.
Mary's always talking about getting a new job. Why does she want to leave?
She's not happy here. She says she works too hard and gets very little money.
Lately, she has been given quite a bit of work. But I'm surprised she'd be so willing to leave all her co-workers.
Number 55.
How much did you pay for that radio?
$25. It was on sale.
At that price, I should buy one.
Number 56.
What time is the staff meeting?
I don't know. Wait here and I'll ask Sally.
Ask her too whether Sam is planning to attend.
Number 57. How about going to a movie on Saturday?
I'd like to, but I have to babysit all weekend.
That's too bad. Well, maybe some other time. Number 58.
There's been a flood of new money coming into the country lately.
A lot of it is probably illegal, looking for high interest rates.
I suppose it is, but since our rates are the highest, we have to expect it.
Number 59.
Driver, please take me to the airport. I'm running a little late, so please take the fastest way, even if it's not the most direct.
Sure. But there's a lot of traffic everywhere today because of the football game.
Well, just do your best. I'd rather not miss my plane if I don't have to.
Number 60.
I'd like to exchange their shirts. I've learned that the person I bought it for is allergic to wool.
Maybe we can find something in cotton that will be more suitable. Please come this way.
Also, I'd like to get a size larger.
Number 61.
Doctor, what's the prognosis?
Well, I'd say it's very good, as long as you follow the regimen I've prescribed.
I will. No red meat, no salt, no dairy products, low fat.
Number 62.
Why are you working with Boston Telecom? They lost over $30 million last year.
For only one reason. Mr. Chalmers wins it, and he's the boss.
No, I can't agree with the decision.
Number 63.
Did you hear that Meg needs to stay in bed for 4 weeks?
Yes, but I don't know the whole story.
She wrenched her spine in a fall, and the doctor told her to stay in bed, flat on her back, for a month so it can mend.
Number 64. Is Wilson Electric expected to turn a profit this year?
Yes. With the drop in interest rates, their position has become a lot stronger. I look for a dividend of at least $2 for the year.
It sounds like a good investment, especially with that dividend. I'll take 5,000 shares.
Number 65.
You're going to work early. Is everything all right?
Of course. Don't you remember? We're supposed to go out tonight.
Oh, how foolish of me. I knew there was something I was going to do.
Number 66.
Do you have any tickets for tonight's show?
Yes, but they're in rows triple R and S and aren't very good seats.
That's okay. I'll take three, preferably together.
Number 67.
It looks as if these animals are better cared for than many humans I've seen.
That's probably so, but they're still wild, and I think they belong in the wild.
Of course you're right, but by having them here for people to see, we learn about them and respect them, and we'll protect those that remain.
Number 68. This is room 1114. The water doesn't drain out of my bathroom sink. Can you have someone look at it?
Yes, of course. I'll send the engineer right up.
Thank you. I'd appreciate that.
Number 69. Do you think the bank will approve our loan?
They may, but then again, they aren't making many large loans these days.
Well, if they turn us down, we'll just apply somewhere else. The project can't go ahead without money.
Number 70.
I lost the stone out of my ring. Do you know where I can have it replaced?
I've never had a stone put in anything, but I know that Martin's Jewelry on Sutter has a good reputation.
Thanks. I'll give them a call to see if they can do it. It's a shame not to be able to wear it.
Number 71. We have to do something with our phonograph department. No one seems to be buying them anymore.
We still have some modest sales there, don't we?
Not enough to justify the space. We should probably close it down. Number 72.
Jay asked me to drop off this memorandum.
I was hoping he'd bring it himself. I need to talk with him about it.
He's tied up in meetings all morning, but I'm sure you can see him after lunch.
Number 73.
This telephone equipment is awful. Local calls have a lot of background noise, and international calls are impossible to hear.
Yes, I've suggested that we put in a new system, but the company doesn't want to spend the money.
Well, if they don't do something soon, it's going to begin to hurt our business.
Number 74.
You know, this isn't a bad country to be doing business in right now.
I suppose not, except for all of the bureaucratic red tape. It sure slows things down.
Well, labor's cheap, and we're very profitable, so let's not complain too much.
Number 75.
Everyone is worried about the proposed cuts in the education budget.
I know, but what no one seems to understand is that unless taxes increase, education, like everything else, will have to suffer.
Actually, people are more concerned about where cuts are to be made rather than the fact of the cuts themselves.
Number 76. The president wants a draft of the first quarter report by Friday.
Will it be ready on time?
It will be, if I can get a secretary to help me. number 77.
When will my suit be back from the cleaners?
They'll deliver it Thursday night.
Good. I have a meeting on Friday that I need to look good for.
Number 78. John, do I have good news for you?
Let me guess. Abel Industries has just accepted our offer to buy them out.
That's right. As of the first of the month, we own them.
Number 79. Are they really going to fire Baran?
No, I think they're going to give him one more chance.
He'll be glad to hear that, but I don't think it'll make any difference.
Number 80.
How long have you been running this company?
For 20 years, if you can believe that. I brought it from a small and silent operation to what it is today.
You've certainly had a successful career.
Part 4. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear several short talks. Each will be spoken just one time. They will not be printed in your test book, so you must listen carefully to understand and remember what is said. In your test book, you will read two or more questions about each short talk. The questions will be followed by four answers. You are to choose the best answer to each question and mark it on your answer sheet. Questions 81 and 82 refer to the following statement.
The new free trade pact approved today by the government creates a unified market of three countries, 400 million people, and a great potential for growth. The bill still requires passage by our two neighbor countries to the south, but analysts predict both will pass it quickly, because the new trade area is seen to be in everybody's interest.
Now read question 81 in your test book and answer it. Now read question 82 in your test book and answer it. Questions 83 and 84 refer to the following announcement.
Attention, please. A man's navy blue jacket with the initials EWB sewn right on the collar has been found in the children's playground area. If you have lost a man's blue jacket and your initials are EWB, please report to the last and found located on the yellow level to the right of the snack bar.
Now read question 83 in your test book and answer it. Now read question 84 in your test book and answer it. Questions 85 through 87 refer to the following announcement.
Divers, please check your equipment for a final time. Make sure your valves, oxygen supply, and tubes are all in good repair and in working order. Always swim with your assigned teammate. Never wander off alone. You will be diving in water that is 15 meters deep. The sea bottom is a combination of sand and coral. The sea life off this island is abundant, and you will see everything from small rockfish to sharks over 2 meters in length. The undersea flora is also impressive, with many plants reaching as high as the water surface. Prepare to go off the back of the boat in the order you were assigned at our meeting last night. Have a safe dive. Ready, Team 1?
Now read question 85 in your test book and answer it. Now read question 86 in your test book and answer it. Now read question 87 in your test book and answer it. Questions 88 through 90 refer to the following announcement.
Everybody participating in today's 6K and 10K Tri-County Challenge should report to the respective starting areas. Runners who have entered the 10K Challenge should have a blue bib. Runners who are entered in the 6K Challenge should have a red bib. All entrants with bib numbers under 50, whether adults or youths, are running as professionals and must have competed in yesterday's time trials. Professional runners will leave the starting line first. All other runners should remain behind the yellow flags until motioned forward by the starter.
Now read question 88 in your test book and answer it. Now read question 89 in your test book and answer it. Now read question 90 in your test book and answer it. Questions 91 and 92 refer to the following recorded message.
The number you have reached, 901-334-5555, has been changed. The new number is 901-334-9575. If you feel you have reached this recording in error, please hang up and try your call again.
Now read question 91 in your test book and answer it. Now read question 92 in your test book and answer it. Questions 93 and 94 refer to the following statement.
As chairman, I would like to propose a toast to our company and to all of you on this auspicious and memorable occasion. Although this evening we are only launching our enterprise, I can envision our operation a decade into the future when it will be regarded as the standard for the industry. In 10 years, we will return to the same room, sit at these same tables, and look back on tonight as the beginning of a revolution in automated processing. Thank you for coming and for joining us on this journey. To our company.
Now read question 93 in your test book and answer it. Now read question 94 in your test book and answer it. Questions 95 and 96 refer to the following talk.
Are you unhappy with your present work situation? Is your job offering all that you really want? A fair salary, opportunity for advancement, and personal satisfaction are all that modern professionals demand of their jobs. If you're considering leaving your current job and looking into the job market again, pick up a copy of Self-Development and Careers, on sale now at bookstores everywhere.
Now read question 95 in your test book and answer it. Now read question 96 in your test book and answer it. Questions 97 and 98 refer to the following announcement.
All passengers arriving on flight 608 from London can claim their baggage at KSL 5. Due to the baggage handler strike in Britain, baggage for all passengers who did not board in London was rerouted on Swedish Air Flight 52, which will arrive at 3:45 p.m. The rerouted baggage can be claimed at KSL 8 in approximately 1 hour. If you have any questions, please see the baggage clerk. We apologize for this short delay. Welcome to Madrid.
Now read question 97 in your test book and answer it. Now read question 98 in your test book and answer it. Questions 99 and 100 refer to the following announcement.
Good morning. This is WVFT bringing you the latest weather update. The sun is already shining brightly out there this morning. It's only 8 o'clock and we're already at 75 degrees and climbing. The high is expected to reach into the scorching low 100s for the third day in a row. My advice to all you listeners is to put on your bathing suit and find a pool to jump into. Now to the music.
Now read question 99 in your test book and answer it. Now read question 100 in your test book and answer it. This is the end of the listening comprehension portion of the test. Turn to part 5 in your test book.